The trial of Michael Jackson got underway today in Santa Maria, California. In his opening statement, prosecutor Thomas Snedden gave graphic details of how the pop star allegedly exposed a 13-year-old boy to what he called strange sexual behavior. NPR's Carrie Kahn is covering the proceedings and joins us from outside the courthouse. Carrie, the government was laying out its case today. What do they have to say?
Well, District Attorney Tom Snedden, as you said, painted a very sinister picture of Michael Jackson. He talked a lot about Neverland. That's the 2,800-acre ranch the pop star owns here in northern part of Santa Barbara County. And his description of the ranch was it was a haven for criminal activity, a kid's fantasy land, a Disneyland-like place where kids were lured there with an amusement park, train rides, theater, and even a zoo. And this was a lure for Jackson's sexual misconduct. And he went into long detail, even trying to take the jurors on a visual tour of the inner private quarters of Jackson. He detailed a two-floor bedroom, a private bedroom suite that Jackson maintained, and Snedden called it a pathological control over who entered the suite. He described dozens of sexually explicit material, including magazines and DVDs that were confiscated from the suite. He also described physical activity conduct between the accuser and Mr. Jackson on several different occasions, and he also described several occasions where Mr. Jackson provided alcohol to the boy and showed him several sexually explicit websites on the internet.
And this boy was a 13-year-old cancer patient, I believe?
Yes, he was.
The government also spelled out details of what they're calling a conspiracy by some members of Michael Jackson's staff to silence this boy and his family. What are they saying about how that conspiracy worked?
Right. Again, Snedden went into great detail about this conspiracy. He named unindicted co-conspirators and their employees of Mr. Jackson, and he alleges that these people went to great lengths to isolate the boy and his family. Following the international broadcast of a documentary, and that's really central to the case, in that documentary, Mr. Jackson said that he sleeps with boys in his bed. And Snedden alleges that Jackson and the employees were frantic after the airing of the video and tried to get the family to counteract the damage of that, trying to get them to say nice things about Jackson. They even took them to press conferences in Miami that never materialized and kept them virtual prisoners on the Neverland Ranch. And they even tried to get them out of the country to take them to Brazil at one point.
Well, how is the defense responding to those allegations?
Well, we heard a little bit from Jackson's defense attorney, Thomas Mesereau, who's a well-respected criminal defense lawyer, and he told the jury that the case against Jackson is, quote, silly, fake, and ridiculous. And he promised that he would prove that all the allegations are false, and he also said he would prove that what was really clear is that he's going to put this family on trial. That was the center of his arguments, that this family has a history of extorting and shaking down famous people for money, and he named other comedians and actors that they had also approached for money. So we're going to hear a lot about this family in the trial.
Okay, thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
NPR's Carrie Kahn reporting from the Michael Jackson trial in Santa Maria, California.